on in there now.
You're not getting away.
You'll be okay, though.
If you're good.
Just sit back and relax. Don't struggle. You understand?
We won't hurt you.
No promises.
We just want to ask you some questions, okay?
Perfectly innocent.
Totally normal questions.
See, we heard you like our friend. She likes you too. Lucky you.
But we don't know if you're right for her.
You're so boyish. You know what I mean, right?
Girl, he has no idea. Look at him.
He looks dazed.
We did just push him into an empty room.
I'm locking the door.
Good. No interruptions.
It's okay, cutie. We only want what's best for you.
And our friend.
And we know what's best for boys like you.
I said no struggling. Are you going to keep this up all day?
I think we need to relax him.
Or tie him down.
No need for that, ladies. I think 3 cheerleaders can get a man's focus and attention.
With the right influence.
We just need you to relax, sweetie.
Just hear us out, okay? You want to date one of the squad, you have to accept we're a family.
Yeah, screwed up and dangerous.
My family aren't like that.
Task at hand, girls. This boy needs to be encouraged correctly.
Oh, I'd be happy to correct him.
We just want you to be right for her.
So relax. No more fighting. We aren't going to hurt you.
Speak for yourself.
Stop. He's scared.
Scare-roused by the looks of things.
Now, be a good boy and listen to us. I know it's intimidating to have 3 of the cheer team push you in here and pin you down.
You loved it.
It's not so scary. We just need to make sure you're the kind of guy she'll like.
We know our friend. So we need to know you're going to be a perfect match.
Or you'll have to suffer.
She just means you'll suffer not dating the hottest girls in school.
We are so fucking hot.
He clearly knows that. Get in close and show him.
No, it's showing. Cute.
Bad boy. I thought you wanted our friend.
Maybe he just wants anyone in a miniskirt and socks.
He's just scared. Poor baby. You're not so bad, are you?
Baby. I like punishing bad boys.
Look, we're not here to do anything you won't leave happy about.
You should listen to us.
We know what you want.
If you want her, listen to us.
We're her friends.
We know how you can impress her.
But you need to pay attention.
You need to listen.
You need to focus.
That's right. You may find us easy to focus on.
Easy on the eye and the ear.
So easy.
Just listening carefully now.
Find yourself relaxing.
Just calming down now, not worrying about a thing.
You're going to get just what you want.
A hot, sexy cheerleader.
And you'll be perfect for her.
Oh, you can relax now.
You can stop fighting us.
Just lay back and enjoy this.
Lay back. We're here for you.
You're doing so well.
It's easy to relax.
Drifting off a little. So calm.
But not just calm.
Fuzzy. Dizzy.
Floating on our words.
Up into bliss.
Down into rest.
So light. Light as a feather.
Fluttering on our words.
Like our skirts flutter on the breeze.
Going back and forth with our voices.
To me, over here.
And back to me now, sweetie.
Like palms waving.
Back
and forth.
Drawing your attention.
Back
and forth.
Holding you in place.
Back
and forth.
Until you find yourself falling.
Back
and forth.
Down into a deep rest.
Back
and forth.
Mind hazy.
Mind.
Mind open.
Just focused on us.
Only on us.
Nothing else matters now.
You find it so easy.
You can just relax.
You might not want to move.
You don't have to move.
You can just lay back now.
Lay back and relax.
Let us take care of you.
Let us guide you.
Let us in.
Let us into your mind.
Your open, empty mind.
Your hazy, fuzzy brain.
So lost and confused.
So dazed and open.
So happy and content.
Don't you enjoy this?
Three beautiful girls.
All for you.
Oh, isn't this such a fantasy?
Fall into it now.
Fall into us.
And drop into a trance.
Down under our spell.
Our pretty perfect spell.
Dropping like the rock and water.
Like a feather. Falling
down into our power.
And you fall deeper now.
As you imagine us.
Cheering just for you.
You're doing so well. And we prepared something special for you.
A special cheer for a good boy.
One that will take you so deep into this trance.
It'll make you so horny.
You're already horny.
He's not the only one.
Don't you want to hear it?
You need to hear it.
You can't help yourself.
You want to hear it so badly.
But it's going to drop you so deep.
So very, very deep.
And once you hear it, you'll be gone.
Mind empty. Open to our suggestion.
Open to our guidance.
So fucking desperate.
Needy and horny.
Aching for pleasure.
Once you hear the cheer, you're all ours.
We'll mold you.
Fill you with what you need.
Oh, you'll be perfect.
The perfect good boy for our friend.
The best boy there is.
And all it takes is our cheer.
You'll be under our spell completely.
We just need to say it.
Once you hear it, you'll fall.
So deep. So far.
And you'll feel so good.
And you love to feel good.
This feels so good already.
You're enjoying this.
You love this.
You want us.
We're so sexy.
You want to hear our cheer.
Our sexy cheer.
Our hot little cheer.
To send you deep.
Under our control.
Completely obedient.
Mindless and empty.
Aroused and aching.
Are you ready?
He's so relaxed, so excited for us. So needy for this.
He wants it so badly. He needs to be under our control.
Let's do it. Let's give him that cheer.
D.
R.
O.
P.
Drop.
Under our control.
Under our spell.
All ours.
Your thoughts are ours.
Your will is ours.
Your body is ours.
And we know just what to do with it.
We know what you want.
And we'll give it to you, but only if you accept our suggestions. Our commands.
You're going to be the perfect boyfriend for our friend.
Her perfect man.
And you even get one last fling with a cheer team.
Lucky boy. More than you deserve.
But we'll have fun.
Open his pants.
I'm not touching that.
Oh my god, chill.
He'll touch himself for us. We don't need to do anything. Isn't that right, boy?
Yeah. Stroke it for us.
It's so big and hard.
And the more you stroke it, the more you want us.
The more you obey us.
The more you accept our suggestions.
And we just wanted to ask you some questions. Doesn't that sound okay? Not Jess.
He is so obedient.
So eager. Go a little faster. It's hot watching this.
You're such a horn dog.
And you're not.
Don't make me spank you.
Don't tempt me.
You might be distracted by these two, but stay focused.
Yeah. Listen to us. Only us.
Unstroke that big, hard cock like you mean it.
It feels so good.
So fucking amazing.
Oh, you're leaking a little, aren't you?
You might even get to come. If you do as you're told.
And you will do as you're told.
It's not like you have a choice, is it?
So stroke and surrender. To our will.
Let us into your open mind.
Oh, we'll make you better.
I'll make you what you need to be. An obedient little pet.
For our friend, of course.
And sometimes for us.
We do like to tease, boys.
So as you stroke, we're going to ask you some questions. And you're going to answer yes to all of them.
Because everything we ask is your new reality.
Saying yes just means you accept it.
You see, our friend is...
She's a dominant bitch.
She's a sweetheart, as long as you do as she says.
And we're going to make sure you're what she wants.
You're kind of a subby little slut already, right? Stroking that pathetic cock in front of us.
Oh, babe. He's hypnotized. He can't help himself.
Three cheerleaders telling him to pump his dick does that to a guy.
Looks like that psych class paid off. Now you, stroke it faster and tell us.
Do you like to be bossed around?
Say yes.
Good boy. Next question. each one becoming real to you as you say yes.
Even if you don't think it, you do now.
Feels so good to accept it all as you stroke that delicious cock.
Keep it in your pants, you slut.
Why should I? He isn't.
Ladies, we'll have plenty of time to use him later. First, the question.
Do you like to be obedient?
Oh, you'll say yes now.
Of course he does. That's his reality. And the more he says yes, the harder that cock gets.
The more you say yes, the more you need to come.
The more you say yes, the more that cock leaks for us.
So tell me, do you like kissing the feet of a pretty girl?
You want to kiss my stinky socks after practice?
Say yes, baby, but don't worry. Mine smell like roses.
Good boy. You're doing so well for us. You're gonna be the perfect man for her.
Another question for you. Do you like paying on dates?
Say yes. Boys should always pay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be her dream man. And that makes you so horny.
You're so fucking hard.
Up and down. Stroke for us. Like a good boy. You are so good.
What's the next question?
Do you like being punished?
He's getting more excited. That's a real yes.
This isn't us hypnotizing you, is it?
You're just a little sub anyway.
Oh, that's so cute. We don't even need to change you.
This is an interrogation.
This is confession.
Tell us your sins.
Yes, boy, confess to us.
Do you want to be cuffed?
Say yes, I love cuffs.
Do you want to be banged?
Pump that cock harder, you subby little bitch.
Do you want to be gagged?
Oh, he'd be so cute with a ball gag.
Or with something else stuffed down his throat.
Your nasty socks.
Or a strap-on.
Now we're talking.
Does she even like that?
She's going to have to share.
Ask him some more. He's gonna pop any second.
Do you want us to sit on your face?
Punties up against your nose.
Juices dripping into your mouth.
A hand pumping your cock.
Or not. Do you want the thing caged?
Or kicked?
No, keep it intact. I want to use it like a sex toy.
You just want to use everything as a sex toy. Remember the bottle?
Shut up.
Do you want her to whip you?
Oh, he would fucking love it.
I thought we were going to go easy on you, but you like this, huh?
He's a submissive. He's perfect for her.
And for us.
Does she even need him?
Oh, we always share on the team. Even our slaves.
That's what you are, boy.
Our newest slave.
Our pet.
Our needy little sub.
But we're nice to our pets. Promise.
Unless you beg us to hurt you.
Beg? Please.
Oh. Or just let me ride you all night, stuff myself with your cock.
You want to kiss my ass?
Flick your skirt up and show him.
He's practically drooling over us.
He can drool. Go on, open your mouth. Let it slide out, dummy.
Ew. He's so fucking pathetic.
Aww. No, he looks cute, transed out.
It's bliss just touching to us, to our words, to to your fantasies?
Your degenerate, submissive, slave fantasies.
Oh my god. You know, it'd be so cute if he liked.
He likes what we tell him to like.
Yeah, but like, imagine if he wanted to let me pour hot wax all over him.
Okay, yeah, you're actually right this time.
Look at him. He wants it all. He's the perfect guy for her.
And for us.
We should make sure he never forgets.
Oh, he won't. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Call her that bitch.
Oh, and walk him around the college.
The leash is for her, but the collar? That's for you, boy.
Mm-hmm. If you put that on, maybe you can come.
Oh, but you're totally owned by the cheer squad.
Don't worry. So are most of the boys here.
But you're my favorite.
Not mine, loser.
So, if you want to come, you accept her power over you and your pathetic mind.
You'll have to accept our suggestions and accept your new place.
I love being a slave. We'll use you, like, all the time.
We'll lead you around on all fours.
We'll paddle your ass if you fuck up.
We'll hold you and stroke your cock while whispering horny stuff into your ears.
We'll sit on your face.
We'll put our feet in your mouth.
And you'll get to date our bestie.
It's a dream come true. Isn't that right?
Say yes.
Like he could resist. Put the collar on him.
Oh, ready to be collared?
And to come all over yourself for us?
Should we make him lick it up?
Oh, we'll get to that. She will. You'll simply accept your fate as soon as you hear the collar fasten around your neck.
The moment you hear it, you'll accept the subby slut you are.
It's gonna feel so good, though, to give in and accept you're just a slave.
And then we'll take you to your new girlfriend.
To finish your training.
Or to fuck your brains out.
Now, time for your collar.
Does he get to come for us?
No fucking way.
He gets to come. Just not now.
Oh, what? Oh, but he's been good. Come on.
Subby boys don't deserve orgasms. He needs to stay denied. To know who owns him.
Oh, but I want to see him blow it all over himself. Like,
you are such a cum slut. Oh my god.
Yeah, oh, I my could god. Just finish him off real quick.
Don't you dare. That job is for his new girlfriend, isn't it?
Exactly. Dumbass.
Okay, right. Sorry. He was just such a good boy. I felt bad.
Don't worry. He's gonna be such a good boy for our lovely friend now.
Such an obedient boy.
So good for her.
Such a mindless little slave.
A pet, really.
I love good pets like this.
Feeling your body twitching with pleasure.
So hot, right?
You loved that, didn't you?
Still saying yes. And even when you wake up from this little psychology experiment, you'll say yes to us.
You'll always obey us.
And when our girl asks you out, you say
yes. Duh.
Now you'll start to wake up, start to return to normal. But you're all ours now.
Collared and enslaved.
Obedient and submissive.
Knowing your place, but feeling yourself again. Feeling normal.
You'll still be able to do your college work and stuff.
But you'll obey us. Whatever we ask.
And you'll be the perfect submissive gentleman for a friend.
Now wake.
Wake up.
Wake up and focus.
Hey, Sabby.
You're so cute.
You're a fucking mess. Clean yourself up.
Yes. Clean up that pre-comb, close those pants, and go find our friend.
I love the color, cutie.
You look perfect.
Perfectly pathetic.
Be nice.
Why? If I tell him to bark like a dog, he will.
Try it.
Okay. Bark, Subby. Speak.
Oh my god. He did it. What a cutie.
I'm very persuasive.
Ladies, we're done here. Boy, go find her. Take this with you.
One more bark for me, pet. Oh, what a loser.
I'll unlock the door.